At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
After years of conversation, a practice facility is now in the works for the Pride of West Virginia Mountaineer Marching Band. But that's not the only exciting thing in the works at the College of Creative Arts. I'm here with Dr. Scott Tobias, the director of bands. Let's talk about the practice facility first. This is a big deal for the band.
It really is. We have been fortunate to have a nice area to practice in for a number of years. What we've been lacking a little bit is weather protection. We're looking at creating a turf field for the band to practice on. In addition to that, we're looking at a covered pavilion, possibly where we can get out of the weather, and also a climate-controlled storage building where all of our instruments can be stored, because as the band goes out and represents the university across the state, the better facility we have, the more we can do, and the better we can represent WVU.
This isn't the only exciting development for the college in the coming year. There's also an opportunity to take WVU to China. Talk a little bit more about this trip and these performance opportunities.
The Wind Symphony has been issued an invitation by the United States China Cultural Exchange Foundation, and we'll be going in May of 2020 over to Beijing, Shanghai, and Nanjing and doing a 9-day performance tour.
And this is also a real opportunity for those students who are part of that program to experience something very unique.
Very different. It's going to be a tremendous opportunity for us to share a little bit about our country with our friends in China and for them to share their country with our students.
How can people help to support this effort?
If they would like to donate to either one of these causes, they can go into our website, either through the WVU Foundation, or if they go to the WVU Bands website, which is bands.wvu.edu, there's a link there where they can make a donation.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.